Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
And welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and that beautiful, beautiful music that you heard is from a wonderful CD called Logical Drift. And my guest today is John Matarazzo, and we are going to be listening to some other clips from this fabulous CD. But I wanted to welcome John. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here.
When I heard your CD, the title Logical Drift, I had no clue about the mesmerizing quality of the wonderful compositions that you have in here. And then I, as I so often do when I'm listening to stuff, then I start reading the material that comes with it. And my gracious, what a background you've got. You are so much involved in music, obviously. This is a tremendous passion for you. You have written music. You're a composer, producer, performer. And there was a gentleman, a wonderful engineer and producer, Logan Strand, that worked with you on this. You've been working together for, what, 20 years?
Yeah, about 20 years, maybe a little longer. And we still manage to avoid getting sick of each other, so it's good. It's fun.
The musical arrangements that you have that we're going to be playing, the instrumentation that you developed in this, the flow, it has such a variety of stimulus that creates emotions and imagination starts working overtime when you just settle in to the music. When we played the first piece, I remember when I first listened to it, it was as if my mind went into a shift, like settling into my mental easy chair, and it was just a flow. I was really surprised by this effect. Tell us how it is that you decided, you and Logan, that you were going to do this particular CD. What was the motivation behind it?
Oh, that's a good question, and you're not the first person to ask that, and I always answer the same way. It just kind of evolved, like we just were, you know, working, you know, we were working on projects all the time, different projects for different artists, and we just kind of started doing, you know, I had this tune in my head when I came back from the Dead Sea. I'd gone there on a brief vacation and to see some friends that live in Israel. Mm-hmm. And we went down to En Gedi, and just sitting there on the shores of the Dead Sea, this melody just came into my head. So I just jotted it down, you know, quickly so I wouldn't forget it. And when I came back to the studio, I started playing it, and Logan said, "Hey, that's a nice melody. I like it. Let's do something with it." And then I had some other ideas for some other, you know, I had like kind of like mental pictures of the places that I'd been around the Dead Sea and in around Israel. And I just kind of like started to focus on these images and to kind of let them give me like their sound, you know, the sound that came out of these images. And that's kind of how we built the album.
It reminds me of the story about Beethoven, how he would go out into nature and he would hear music. Even though there was a problem with the hearing, he heard music. It was in his head. And that there was such a stimulus for him. And here you talk about being in this wonderful environment and being able to hear these tones. That to me is just so fascinating. Now, you have worked with some very, very famous people like Ike and Tina Turner, Bobby Dylan, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Sly and the Family Stone, and so many more. You have such a diversity in the music that you have involved yourself with. What made you evolve into this, to put it in the words that you've used, psychological dreamscape? With sound, with music?
Well, I guess it comes out of an improvisational background. It's true, I've worked with a lot of popular music acts over the years. But at a certain point, it was always we were always working with improvising and developing new ideas out of somebody would come up with a simple idea, a simple chord pattern or a simple melody, and we just improvise from there. And as I started exploring more and more, I realized that, you know, this is true not only in Western music, but it happens all over the world in all different cultures. And the more I started listening to music from other cultures and from other, from other backgrounds, I started to explore more and more, experimenting with different sounds, combining them. And I guess the simplest way to say it is I don't really put any limitation on what a musical sound is. For me, any sound can be a musical sound in the right context. Depends on the context that it is. You know, sometimes you hear a truck going by and you say, oh, that's noise. But in the right context, it could be a musical sound also. So I just kind of let sounds take me wherever they take me. I don't really put any limitation on what kinds of sounds or what they should be or what they need to be in order to be musical.
I want my listeners to enjoy a trip to the Judean desert, which is quite a special environment, and that is track number 2. We're going to listen to about a minute of this because it has such a dimension to it. I think that they'll enjoy it. I know I did. So let's do that. Let's listen.
Okay, great.
To this
great
particular segment. Thank you. John, those sounds just are almost ethereal in the way that they allow you to relax. And when you just sort of get into the music, again, it's like sitting in that mental easy chair. And any stresses of the day when you listen to that particular track just seem to evaporate away. And in our busy, stressful environment that we have in this busy world of ours, to me, in listening to this CD, Logical Drift, there was just this wonderful sense of freedom after listening to the pieces. And this one on the Judean desert, you have a wonderful illustration on your CD, which is by, taken, I'm assuming, by the Red Sea itself. And
yeah, right.
It just, the desert would seem like it is not a friendly place, but yet it has such a vitality and life to it.
That's true. That's true, Donna. It does. And, you know, if you listen in the desert, you hear all kinds of things, not just wind. You hear the movement even just of a tree, the wind blowing through, the cactus. There's just so many things to hear, even, different kinds of animals that you aren't even aware of at first. If you just sit and listen, you hear so many sounds, it's just, you just get carried away by it. And that's kind of what I was trying to do, paint a portrait of that experience.
Now, go ahead, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm sorry. When I sat down to do that piece, I kind of just let the music lead me. I just kind of, started playing a few simple notes and just kind of had that feeling of being in the desert and just let it take me wherever it took me. And that's how that piece came about.
I'm really intrigued with how you have what you call overlaying of harmonic spectrums, and you use resonating filters. The tones that you have in this music really can affect someone mentally and physically. Was that something that you wanted to accomplish with this music? Did you want to be able to align people in a sense of harmony when they listen to this?
Exactly. That was the main intent of putting these pieces together, because if it didn't do it for me, I felt like it's not going to do it for anybody else. And mm-hmm. That's really what I was aiming for in these compositions, to just get that sense of that kind of tranquility and peacefulness. And I hope I achieved it.
Well, I believe you have. And I think anyone that would have this CD, again, it's Logical Drift, I think they'd be surprised, as I was, at how each and every piece seems to have, within its musical expression, a story. And on my observation, you can go into that music and you can literally build your own story. Maybe
mm-hmm.
I'm exaggerating
yeah.
to a degree, but I think that's what you wanted us to do. I think
exactly.
That's what you wanted to achieve, is that feeling that we could have that harmonic of balance within ourselves.
Absolutely. When I work on these pieces with Logan, we start pretty early in the day. We start in the morning. I know a lot of people like to work at night, especially in the arts, but we like to work, fresh when we get up in the morning and, with clear heads. And we just kind of sit there and, just see, does this make us feel like we want to feel? Like, how do we want to feel when we put this piece together? What is it? What emotions are we trying to evoke? And hopefully, like a piece like Judean Desert, we were trying to get that kind of tranquility and peacefulness that you have out in the desert, and that solitude. And hopefully we achieve that.
The next piece that we're going to give a sample of, to me, has a lot of powerful drama to it. And that is track number 3, and that's called The Rising. When I first heard it, I was really impressed with the, again, I'll use the word drama. It had a lot of drama to it. And it's quite a powerful piece. So let's listen to track number 3, The Rising. Thank you. John, when we were playing that, there is, with the rest of the piece, a lot more drama that comes through. The Rising is something that I found when I was listening to it really promoted a lot of emotion in this. What was the stimulus for you in putting this piece together? Because there is this momentum of tone and depth of tone that vibrates throughout the piece, and it is something that to me is almost uplifting. If someone were feeling depressed, they could listen to this piece and recognize their own personal strengths and realize whatever they're experiencing, they could pass through it. Am I being a little bit dramatic in my statement?
No, I don't think so. I'll be perfectly honest with you. When I started working on this piece, the day before I had been thinking about the old movie, the Clark Gable movie, Gone with the Wind, and the theme to Gone with the Wind. And I was kind of in the back of my head when I was thinking about, you know, when I was working on this piece, something very, theatrical, very dramatic. And that's kind of what was going through my head when I worked on it, and that's kind of what came out in the finished work.
To me, it also painted a picture like of a sunrise coming out of darkness, if you will, and the sun slowly coming up over the Red Sea environment. The power of music for healing is something that has been known for, goodness gracious, for eons. And we seem to be paying more attention to it today, which I think is marvelous. We're starting to recognize how tones can make a difference. And I know that you and Logan have gotten involved in this modality. What have you gotten in the way of response from people when they are listening to your music? What kind of effects has it had on them?
Always a very positive effect, I can tell you that. it's hard for me sometimes to describe, but people generally come away similar to what you're describing, the music makes them feel like they've never felt before, like they didn't know that music could do this, or that this music is just something very unusual and very new to them, and they like it. They don't know why they like it, perhaps. They don't know exactly what emotions we're triggering. How we're doing it, but they know that they like what we're doing.
Well, I just am so intrigued with this because more and more material seems to be coming my way where people are understanding the effects of music. And, of course, the effects of sound, there's been research done on it. I mean, I've got so many wonderful people I've had the opportunity to cross paths with who have gotten into this modality and are recognizing how important it is to the well-being of people. They've done research with babies. They've done research with patients at different levels of physiological experience. It could be they're even terminal. And I've known some very fine musicians that have produced some absolutely phenomenal pieces of music, which you have yourself. And I just think it's marvelous. I think it combines beauty, it combines essence, and it combines with a person's mind in such a way that they are able to feel a difference physiologically. And we all know the mind-body connection is so important, and your music does exactly that. Now, the next one that I wanted to play, I think it is the Dead Sea Dawn. I believe that's the one I've got in front of me. Nope, I'm sorry. It's track number 5, the Shenandoah Psalm. And this, when we come back, I would love to hear your story about how this came about. So let's do Shenandoah Psalm. We'll be playing that for just about a minute.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
This is such a relaxing piece. What prompted this particular piece?
The piece is actually based on an old folk melody, which I've known for years. I've known it from childhood. And I basically just worked variations around that melody to kind of develop a real sense of tranquility, I guess, is the only word I can think of that's appropriate. But a sense of tranquility and a sense of like longing, like mm-hmm. Like you want to, like you're somewhere and you're remembering some great place you were, you know, in your childhood. And you just want to think about that place and kind of just be in that place.
It's just absolutely amazing how the tones, each of these pieces, each of them have their own individual spectrum. And each of them take you into a different place in your mind. And I just think that it's so wonderful that you and your associate, Logan, have been able to bring these components together so that you can literally float from one piece to the other. And this is going to sound maybe a little strange, but I like to be able to listen to this logical drift to your six pieces that are on here and just let them go one to the other while I'm working on something else. It actually makes me feel, this again is going to sound a little strange, that I can concentrate better when I'm listening to it.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, have you done any research on how this affects the way the brain works?
Yeah, Logan and I have done quite a bit of research, as a matter of fact. And we've been working for a couple of years now with a solfeggio tuning system. Basically, always looking for new ways to provide new stimulus for the mind and for the physical system. And so we've been working on a lot of these, new tunings, which are actually ancient tunings, and kind of trying to develop, compositions around these tunings and around these approaches to sound. I think so far we've been pretty happy with our results. You know, we still have a lot more to do. Our next album is going to be even more focused on that approach, hopefully it'll be as well received as Logical Drift.
How is it in your? You've had so many associations with people in groups and various levels of music expression. I noticed in the notes about you that you had really been influenced by the monks of Notre Dame and
right.
Some Buddhist monks out of a monastery in Tibet.
Yeah, now, Maitri Vihar Monastery, right.
Yes. Now, how did they have such an impact on you?
Well, first of all, they're all very humble people, you know, but they're also very, very diligent, very focused, and very meticulous in their work. And I know many people tend to think that the kind of chanting that the monks do is kind of just, you know, they all just get together and start chanting, and it kind of just happens. But actually, it's a very, very focused and very, how shall I put it, a very demanding process, a very, diligent training, a lot of hard work. And I was really influenced by the amount of energy, of focused energy that they put into it, and put into it not just like in a casual way, but in a very disciplined way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so basically, and the music itself obviously had a major impact on me. Just listening to it and, gathering the kinds of energy and the strength that that kind of music embodies. And I just love it. It's great stuff.
I agree. Let's play the last track, track number 6. This is titled The Rain Queen of the Negev. Let's listen to that for a minute. John, there has to be a story about the Rain Queen of the Negev. What is it?
Well, we had the basic track, and we kind of felt like this is really a little bit of a departure from the rest of the stuff on the album, but we really liked it, and we decided that it was just missing something. And what it was missing was that vocal that you hear in mm-hmm. there, kind of like buried in the background. And when I was in Tel Aviv, I went to meet with a friend of mine who's a classical guitarist. Her name is Tali Roth. And I played the track for her, and she loved it. And she said, I have a person who would just... I told her I was looking for somebody because I thought I needed a vocal on it. I wanted some kind of a vocal element in there. And she said, I have just a person for you. And she introduced me to a young lady, a classical singer, classically trained. And her name is Sonia Martin. And we basically played the track for her, and... You know, we tried a few different things to see how, you know, what would work, what kind of fit in. And finally she came up with this little vocal, melisma kind of thing. And I said, gee, that really sounds nice. I like that. And we added it to the track. And that's kind of how it came
gorgeous.
About.
It's just gorgeous. Now, John, what is your website? You have got so much in the way of music available to people. Where can they go to find out more about this creativeness and listen to what you've done?
Well, they can always visit our website, logicaldrift.com. That's logicaldrift.com. Mm-hmm. Or they can search for us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're all over the place.
Well, the music is fabulous. And for those of you listening, I know you've just heard a few clips, but the magic with this CD is that if you were in a very stressful situation and you wanted to be able to gain clear thinking and just detach so that you could get your head into a right space, this is a CD to listen to. If you want to relax, if you want to just be transported into a mythical space of your own, this is a CD to listen to. And it's just magical. I absolutely loved it. I think that it is something that anyone would enjoy. And that last piece especially, it's hard to keep the body still when you're listening to it because of the rhythms. And it's like it's a mixture of the Middle Eastern and India. And there's so many other things that just float in with it. It's just delightful, John.
Well, I'm so glad that you enjoy it, Donna. It's we really want people to enjoy it. We certainly have our intent was to get it something out there that people could listen to and just relax to, like, and just enjoy and have a peaceful time.
That definitely you have accomplished. John Matarazzo, Matarazzo is the spelling of his last name. Go to logicaldrift.com. You can also find him on Facebook and Twitter. He said they're all over the place. So check it out. It's just absolutely great, and it would make a wonderful gift for someone. But first give to yourself, and then buy an extra one so you can share it with a friend. John, thank you for being my guest today. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for having me, Donna.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Wasn't that music great? I just loved it. I always enjoy doing, I was telling my engineer, Seth, that I really enjoy having musicians on and seeing and feeling their experiences and what they go through and hearing their stories, because every one of them is very unique in their expression, just like you are. Every one of us have something unique and special to bring to the smorgasbord of life, and by golly, it's just a joy to be able to share it with you. Well, telephone lines are now open, and if you would like to interact with me and you would like to have me do a reading on the air, I'd be delighted. Call 888-627-6008. It's a toll-free worldwide number, 888-627-6008. And I will be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Let me quickly let you know that tomorrow we've got an open mic day. That's right. Telephones will be open for the entire hour. And I'm doing this. I've got a lot of little odds and ends of things that I wanted to share with you. Then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about how to soak your nuts. Yes, it's all about keeping healthy, being healthy, and I know you'll enjoy Karen Calabrese, who's going to be with us. And then Jonathan Goldman is a repeat guest. He is another musician of a different type, and he's going to be with us on Friday. And he's just come out with some phenomenal music relating to the chakras. In fact, he's got two books. One's called The Divine Name, and the other one is called Chakra Frequencies. And this is really fascinating stuff. So for any of you that are wanting to know more about sound, how it affects us, and how you can use it to become more of what you want to be, well, Jonathan Goldman's going to be with us on Friday. And of course, anything else that you might want to check out regarding the Donna Sebo Show, all you need to do is go to that little button at the show site which says Show Information, and you'll see a brief right up there. You also can check out my newsletter on DelphiInternational.com, which is my website. So again, give me a buzz if you want to chat, 888-627-6008. Oh, and by the way, I have a wonderful recipe. If you're a cookbook person, not a cookbook person, I guess I'm sort of a cookbook person, but if you're a person that likes to cook, you like to try different things, and you love to watch cooking shows, I enjoy cooking shows. My husband thinks I'm nuts, but I really do enjoy. I learn all kinds of things that I, little tiny tips. I've been cooking for a long time, so I really enjoy watching one of the shows, The Barefoot Contessa. I don't know if you've ever seen her, but I really enjoy her approach with food and how she does things. So I've got one of her recipes for lemon chicken breast that I thought I would share with you that I think is absolutely delicious. So have a pad of paper and pen handy. And then I thought I would share with you just a couple of little tips. I know I am going to be on the road. I'm going to be traveling, but the Donna Sebo Show is going to be traveling to Southern California next week, and my itinerary is going to be going out via email, but also you can check out on my website those details to find out where I'm going to be. And if you're in the Southern California area and you would like to meet with me one-on-one, there will be that opportunity, and all you have to do is call my office at 253-582-5604. Of course, when you're traveling, you're eating out, and you're looking at different things. And I came across a real good item about how to figure out tips. And I can remember buying a card years ago so that I could carry it in my wallet, in my purse, to know exactly what to give people, you know, with the different percentages, with the different amounts. Because sometimes I just am very preoccupied in other things, and I really want to know what would be the best amount to give. A lot of people use their smartphone. They'll have everything right there on their smartphone to tally up tips or, you know, workout bills, whatever it is. And because we are using computers so much, adding things in the head is not all that easy for a lot of people to do. In fact, they're finding that math skills are sort of eroding here in our advanced technological environment. Well, if you can't get your hands on a cell phone, or if you don't even have a pad or pencil that you can work with, all you have to do, as this one article said, is use your head. If 20% is a standard tip in your area, divide the restaurant bill before tax by 10. So, you have a $45 bill, it's going to be $4.50. And then double it to arrive at your $9 tip. And if your server was especially on her toes, you might want to make it a $10 tip. So whatever works best for you. But there are these things that we need to be aware of in everyday life, and sometimes it gets very frustrating. I've been at business groups and meetings with, gee, how much of a tip should we give here? What should we do? Da-da-da-da-da. And it can be that simple. So I thought I would share that little bit of a tidbit with you. And, of course, I know I'm going to be on the plains, and fortunately, in going to Southern California, I won't be in a different time zone. But as I'm going to be traveling to New York and Alaska in October, I do know that I'm going to be in different time zones. Well, when you're a seasoned traveler, you learn to adjust a little bit. But sometimes it's just a good idea to have the little things stored in your head. So dependent on where you're going to be going, if you've just got a few hours difference, like 3, to me that's no big deal, but your body does go through an adjustment. So dependent on where you're going, you might be going to Hong Kong, could be going to Australia. That is a whole different kettle of fish for experience. But keep something in mind. When you're traveling, don't overeat. Now, one of the things that you shouldn't overeat are starches. For some reason, it affects your body adjusting to circadian rhythms. Also, you need to make sure that you have plenty of liquids. You want to drink a lot of water before, during, and after a flight. And if you can, and this is something that's real easy to do with a carry-on, if you're flying at night, use earplugs and an eye shade, turn down the lights, cover up, and go to sleep. Remember, your body clock, you can work with your body clock even with the shifting. And believe me, those earplugs come in handy. Have you ever had a seat on a plane where you're right by the wings or right behind the engines, depending on what model plane you're flying on, or you're sitting in the back of the plane? Holy Moses, it gets noisy back there. Well, those earplugs are great things to have, so take them with you. And if you like using the mask to cover your eyes, it's also a very good idea. And I like to take along a portable player where I can put in a CD and like listening to a Logical Drift or something else, and you have to keep it up at a high volume depending on where your seat is, because the noise on a plane, especially if you've got a window seat, is just amplified incredibly. Also, you might want to be sure, and of course all of us do this that travel a lot, we make sure that we change our watches to whatever time we are going to be entering into. And when you arrive at your location, like if you're traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast or vice versa, try not to take a nap after you arrive, unless you're absolutely totally exhausted. But I know when I go to the East Coast, I find if I can rest on the plane and then get active after I get there, go out for a walk, do something, man, it really, really makes a difference. And if you're going someplace and you're arriving early in the morning, take a shower, have protein for breakfast, and take it easy on starches, and your body's going to be able to adjust a lot easier. Just remember, traveling is a joy, but those time adjustments can be bears, but you can work through it. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, I'm going to have some information on an event relating to volcanic activity. And our Earth right now is doing a lot of this, much more so than we're even hearing about on everyday media. So how does it affect life? Well, it can have an impact on weather around the world. So I have some information on some events that have, well, set some records. And also, don't forget, the lemon chicken breast recipe by the Barefoot Contessa. I'll be sharing that with you, too. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. And if you want to give me a buzz, I'd be delighted to light your life up with a little bit of intuitive insight at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, I've got a recipe here by the Barefoot Contessa that I just think is absolutely marvelous. I really enjoy Ina Garten. She's just quite a cook. And I thought I would share it with you because it is so easy. And with busy lives, we're always wanting to find something that is going to taste good, not take a lot of time in preparation, and even be good for leftovers. So here is how it goes. It's a quarter of a cup of olive oil, and you may need to use a little bit additional, so keep some on the side. A quarter of a cup of olive oil, 3 tablespoons of minced garlic. That's about 9 cloves. And you need 1/3 cup of dry white wine, 1 tablespoon of grated lemon zest, which is the equivalent of 2 lemons, 2 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice, and you're going to need then 1.5 teaspoons of dried oregano, 1 teaspoon of minced fresh thyme leaves, and then you need a little bit of kosher salt and some freshly ground pepper, and 4 boneless chicken breast halves, and they're about 6 to 8 ounces each, and then 1 lemon. So this is how simple it is. You just preheat your oven to about 400 degrees. You're going to heat up your quarter of a cup of olive oil in a saucepan over medium-low heat, and you want to put your garlic in. You're going to cook it for about a minute. You don't want it to sit in there where it gets brown. So you want to move it, allow the garlic to just get aromatic. And then you turn off the heat. You're going to add the wine, the lemon zest, and the juice, the oregano, thyme, and a teaspoon of salt. Now you just whisk that together quickly, and you put it into a 12-by-9-inch baking dish. Now your chicken breasts, you want to pat them dry, and you want to place them skin side up over the sauce in your 12-by-9 baking dish. And you're going to brush your chicken with some olive oil, sprinkle it with salt and pepper, and then cut the 1 lemon into 8 wedges, and you want to arrange it among the chicken breasts, and you're going to bake it for 30 to 40 minutes until the chicken is cooked through and the skin is lightly browned. And if it isn't browned enough, you can put it under the broiler for about 2 minutes. Then you cover your pan with aluminum foil, and you allow your chicken to rest. And that's going to allow that chicken to retain all of its juices, and it'll be very, very moist and tender. And then You serve it hot with those pan juices. You can have any kind of a starch with it that you'd like. Crispy, hot, buttered garlic bread would be just absolutely fabulous with it, and a good salad. Or make your own choices. But this is simple. It is easy. It's quick, and it just is so aromatic. The lemon just makes the chicken absolutely incredibly good. And I will share with you a tip that I learned from someone that I've started doing with chicken when I think to do it. And that is, if you really want extremely tender chicken, soak it in buttermilk. And I'll take my chicken pieces, put them in a plastic bag, and they're dry when I put them in. I've patted them down with paper towels, and then I put buttermilk over it. And you can just put that in your refrigerator, zip that bag shut, and put it in the refrigerator. Oh, and then go and fix whatever you're going to fix with the chicken. Delicious. Oh, what a difference. I didn't believe that buttermilk could make that much a difference. We've got a caller. Let's take the caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. My initial is JL, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, JL. Brooklyn. Oh, is fall starting to show its colors?
Yes. It's raining. It's been raining these few days. It's been a little chilly, too.
Yes, fall is finally greeting you. Fall is a great time of the year on the East Coast. It's just beautiful. Okay, JL, let's get down to business with you. The first thing that I am looking at is an explosion of action. I believe that you are going to be so focused and so concentrated in a direction that you're going to want to really move towards that I think you're going to be surprised. I think you are really going to be surprised by what you're going to be accomplishing. Now, you have laid the groundwork for a whole new environment in your life, especially in 2012, and I'm looking at the month of March. Between now and the month of March in 2012, you're going to be working very, very diligently with a determination and an application of thoroughness in what you do, so that as we get close to the new year, you're going to be able to look at a calendar and know how you're going to want to make your life go. And I am really, really impressed with this kind of discipline. So I want you to realize, yes, you've got a lot of work in front of you, but it seems to me that this work is involving a lot of well-thought-out plan. And I want to compliment you. I think this is very good. And your personal relationships with people, you're finding that little by little, your social interaction with others is beginning to grow. And you're making it okay. You're finding that you're sort of putting yourself into some new spaces, into some new places that are bringing you in contact with people of different attitudes, different thinking, and it's wonderful. What's your question for me?
I guess I don't have a specific question, but my question is basically about my forecast for the this year and next year, which you pretty much explained. But I guess I'm trying to, I haven't really decided what exactly I really want to do next year, but I think I'm going to go back to school, and either that or maybe my family might start some sort of business that they'll get into, and then I'll get involved in that business. So I'm not definite on what I'm going to do yet.
Well, it's coming together pretty quickly.
I don't see you lagging
on this. You're going to make a decision fairly soon, and I'm inclined to think that you're going to be looking at school, because there are areas of knowledge that you want, and school is going to be one of the best ways to get what I call a comprehensive overview. And at the same time, believe it or not, if your family is going to decide to do a business, then I think they're going to be more inclined to really put out a lot of action next year for this. Not so much this year, but next year.
2012, you mean?
I think that is going to be more dynamic for them. Now, I'm not saying they couldn't start something this year. What I'm saying is that they're really going to have to think it through, because it's going to demand a tremendous commitment on their part, and they can't just wing it by the seat of their pants.
Mm-hmm. So you do feel like I'm leaning more towards school than business?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Very much so.
Okay.
And I think it makes sense, because you are realizing there are certain areas that you're going to need to focus on, that you are going to need to become more aware of. And I think it could have to do with some business, some areas of specialty that you'd really like to become more aware of. And I think it's just building your self-confidence in those areas, and I think the schooling is going to do that for you.
And I'll probably get accepted to some sort of school if I do...
Oh, yeah. When you make up your mind and you decide you want to do it, then you're going to move forward with a great deal of determination. There's not going to be any holding you back.
Okay. Thank you so much, Donna.
You are welcome. And, JL, I'm going to be in New York in the middle of next month.
Oh, I've seen you once, and I spoke on the phone with you another
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be in the Big Apple during the middle of October.
Okay, let me see, you know, if my schedule fits in.
Well, that's wonderful, dear. Just know that it'll be in my newsletter, and and all the other information. So you take care and enjoy this fall weather that you're experiencing.
Okay, thank you so much, Donna. Take care.
You're welcome, JL. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and I know that we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Listen to your own music. Learn that you have something very special to share with the world. The world really does need you. You're quite unique. And I think you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Donna Sebo here. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.